So, let's study lesson 9, Flying Cat. Please open your book at page 46. Before we study the text, read after me the following words. Pay more attention to their pronunciation and intonation. Of course, particularly pronunciation. Fascinate. 口型张开。Fascinate. Fascinate. Affectionate. Affectionate. Mysterious. Mysterious. Submissive. Submissive. Feline. Feline. Independence. Independence. High rise. High rise. Windowsill. Windowsill. Paratrooper. Paratrooper. Squirrel. Squirrel. Air resistance. Air resistance. Impact. Impact. Now please read after me the following words, particularly the important ones once more. Fascinate. Affectionate. Mysterious. Submissive. Independence. Impact. Fascinate. It is a transitive word. 及物动词。It means to charm powerfully. 迷住，吸引住。我们在应用这个动词的时候，常用于主系表结构。Be fascinated with. 迷上了什么？ He is fascinated with chess. 他迷上了象棋。Are you fascinated with English? If you are fascinated with English, there is no problem for you to learn it well. Don't you think so? 那么在英文的表达方式当中，请大家记住如下的几个表达方式，都表示迷上了，喜欢上了。Like, love, be fond of, fond, F-O-N-D. For example,The boy is fond of football. The boy is fond of football. 喜欢足球。Be crazy about. Crazy. C-R-A-Z-Y. Be crazy about. 着迷。Be mad about. 无论我们使用 crazy 还是 mad, 都常和介词 about 搭配连用，表示着迷于。他迷上了音乐。So, he's crazy about music, or he's mad about music. 或者用我们本科的表达方式 he's fascinated with music. 同时要把握住 fascinate 的名词形式 fascination. Fascination, 以及它的形容词 fascinating, 令人着迷的 fascinating. So, sweet music is fascinating. 优美的音乐让人着迷。And we are fascinated with music. Are you clear? Now read with me. Fascinate. Fascination. Fascinating. Fascinated. Affectionate. 充满柔情的。For example, cats are affectionate animals. 猫是很柔情的一种动物。Affectionately.直接加 ly, 注意直接加 ly, 是它的副词形式，充满深情的。For example, the lady is looking at the man affectionately. 其名词形式 affection, affection, affection. Now, next important word, mysterious, 神秘的，难以理解的。So not easily understand. Secret. 神秘的计划 A mysterious plan. 神秘的一个示意 A mysterious explanation. Mysterious 的名词形式 Mystery. 这个词我们在 今天念二册就已经学过了，谜团，神秘感， mystery， mystery。 For example， his death is a mystery， his death is a mystery， 他的死还是一个谜。 OK， next important word， submissive。 Submissive 形容词，服从的，顺从的。 Let it say willing to take orders from others， obedient， obedient， O-B-E-D-I-E-N-T。 Are you obedient? Let's say, are you submissive? So we know
cats,
dogs and horses are submissive, but cats are never submissive to others. 大家知道像狗啊马呀、啊、这类动物都是很驯服的，而猫却从来不对别人驯服。我们在英语的时候对某人表示驯服， be submissive to somebody， 同时要掌握住它的动词形式 submit， S-U-B-M-I-T。 我们经常用固定的短语 submit oneself to somebody or to something， 屈服于，顺从于某事或某人。 submissionSubmission， 名词。 OK， next， independence，
独立，
独立性。它的形容词形式 independent， 独立的。 You have already grown up， you must be independent， 你已经长大成人，要独立了。那么去掉前缀后缀 depend， 依靠，所以你必须要依靠自己， you must depend on yourself。 Now read with me aloud， depend， dependence， independence， independent。 那么余下的词汇请大家把握词形和含义就可以了。Okay, it's your time to study the text. Cats never feel too fascinated to human beings. 请同学们注意这个句子结构。Never feel too. Feel too, 否定概念，而 never 也是一个否定概念。Double negative means positive, 双重之否定意味着肯定的概念。但是运用这种双否结构，可以说加深了句子的语义。Now listen to me carefully. I think you know how to use the key structure. If you ask for help in a polite way, you never fail to succeed.